I know, right?
How's everybody?
No, it's just been, we were at Icon Man, Trouboon.
Exactly.
Yes.
A couple months ago.
How are you today? I know, right? It's super bright.
You know, it's springtime. It's not raining anymore. It's finally warmed up in L.A.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It is warm.
All I have to say is, oye, hombre, Darren, come on.
Listen, I was expecting you to slap me. So, better. Better than expected.
Well, Lonz, it feels like it's a little bit of a reunion between you and Paula on screen.
Yes.
So how was it, you know, reuniting with her but having such a different character dynamic than you did in Jumping the Broom?
It's funny because our fans are really excited about seeing us together on screen again, anticipating that same lovey, warm, fuzzy feeling. And that's far from it. The amazing part about this process this time around was I don't feel like I got to see Paula again until we wrapped. Because while we were filming, we were Darren and Sabrina. And even in between takes, we were still Darren and Sabrina. I felt like that dynamic existed, especially when you're doing nights and you're shooting, you know, overnight. That tension never left the room. That tension that our characters had was always there. And you can see it on screen. Would you agree?
Yeah.
We had some tense nights.
We did. And he will be... I mean, character guys. So I don't mean. I remember that night that everybody got testy. We were exhausted. Remember, and everybody got testy, and you said something, and it came across wow, and then we reacted, and then you were like, guys, this is not Laz right now. I mean, just stop tripping. I'm going through my process, and we're like, that's wow.
You know, when it's really emotional, you know, and scenes that. Everybody, every character was on 10. You know, I'm talking about the scene when we shot inside the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Right before things go left,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all have our secrets that are exposed. Paula's, Omar's,
mm-hmm.
you know, not our secrets, but the character's secrets. And so... You know, you don't just cut and everybody says, oh, okay, you know, so did you watch the game? You know, we're still there.
Wow.
And I feel like that night was when it really felt like, okay, we got something mm-hmm. special here.
Yeah.
But it's all Darren's fault.
Go ahead. I know, that's where I'm going. How did it feel to play such a jerk? Literally.
Okay. Jerk is actually a compliment.
I know. I was trying to keep... We're in audio, so I'm not going to curse on here. But
you know, I'll say that our dynamic really helped. Because I was being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the character was being a jerk. But he was hurt by their relationship. And the only way he didn't have the... His ego was too big to admit to her, I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk it out. He didn't have the maturity to sit down with his woman and just admit, I'm hurt. They would have been able to talk it out, but his only way of dealing with it was to hurt her back. And every chance he get was to stab and to dig and to stab and to dig. And that's why I love that scene, you know, when you finally explode.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a mean right hook, too.
No.
Yes, you do. Yes,
it.
You do.
I love it. Good.
Take one, like, and I box. Take one. I was like, whoa, how many takes are we going to do with this? I think there's...
Well, my favorite sport is boxing, so that explains it all.
I think there was one take where you grabbed my face. There was one take where she grabbed my... She palmed my face... And then, like, move me to the side with my face in her hand, you know. And you know, that's when you know, like, okay, we're living in these characters
yeah.
right now. It's alive.
Yeah.
It's alive.
That's my favorite movie. I mean, for my favorite scene in the movie, for me as a character, that breakup scene. Because it was so empowering, you know. And I think as women... We all have that one relationship that we just lose ourselves completely, you know. And we're like, but I think I'm so smart. how is it possible that I allow myself to be treated that way? You know, I mean, everything, you get clarity once you're out. And I think it's very common nowadays. And to be able to present on film a girl that is content with the lifestyle, putting up with the disrespect, because you want to be there because you don't want to let go of the lifestyle.
Very timely.
Exactly.
Very
and then
timely.
You realize, but it's making me sick.
Right.
I'm sick over this, you know? I'm not happy anymore. I love you. I don't like you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So to be able to get to that place and you just go, I'm done. I'm done. And then unfortunately, when she walks away, then something even more horrific happens, you know? But at that moment that she's like, I am out. And you see in his face, he believes it. Because I'm sure that there are plenty of times that she's like, I'm done with you. I'm done. You know? And then nothing happens.
Right.
At that moment, he knows it's over.
They always
know. You know, and to be able to present that and show women you do have the right and the power if you dig deep, you know, and at that moment you're blinded by everything, you know, but if you really realize, what am I doing allowing this level of disrespect?
Mm-hmm.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enough. And it was wonderful.
Right.
Actually, that scene between both of you is one of my favorite scenes. Because what I love is you speak in Spanish and he speaks in Spanish and there's no subtitles.
Yeah.
It's like the way we speak.
Exactly.
You know, English and Spanish. I really
yeah.
like. Was that improvised or was that actually on the
You improvised that.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
we went for it. And you know, we have a very smart director that is not afraid of anything. And he was like, no, you can do that, you can do that.
Right.
You know, the audience, no, I don't want to use subtitles. He was like, oh my God, do it.
It's like, do it,
you know?
Do it.
What is organic?
Let's respond to her in Spanish.
Yeah. Because it's the truth. And I have an accent, so I can't deny where I'm from. And I'm sure 99% of people will understand if I'm very upset
right.
or if I'm very emotional, I think in Spanish.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. It's organic to me
right.
to speak in Spanish. So at that moment, I couldn't do it any other way.
Right.
You know, because I was so, that I can't even think about, I'm done.
No. No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm like, no, that's not the way I say it.
Yes.
So,
I'm sorry, please finish.
It's okay. No, I'm
done. Oh, no, I was just going to ask, how's your experience of filming, like, you know, an action sequence in a kind of a confined space where you don't really have use of your legs? Like,
Inside the cave, you mean?
Yeah.
That was intense. It was intense because the working conditions were crazy. You were not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was a cave. It was actually a mine. Una mina.
Mm.
My call time was 4 p.m. I think I ended up shooting like at 2 in the morning. So I'm already mortified. I've been waiting a long time. With the special makeup, the effect, right, that you're sticky and uncomfortable. And it's freezing outside. And I'm severely claustrophobic. So the second I got to set, and I, that you're going to be inside that thing, and I'm going, no, you don't understand. I can't. I'm claustrophobic. No, Ross, please. I'm going, no, I don't think you understand.
Right.
I'm claustrophobic. I can't do that, right? So they're like telling me there's an exit. You know what I mean? We're going to be paying attention. So to get me into that comfort zone that it's just make-believe, you're not actually trapped,
right.
You know, if you scream, we're going to get you out. It took a while for me to... So it was severely uncomfortable.
Mm.
I was like, I'm dying here. I hate everything.
Right.
I want to be home. You know, but then it helped...
The character?
Oh my God, beyond belief.
Yes.
Because I was like, how? Okay, let me just transport myself to... This is what these girls go through. And it was really incredible. And then you start thinking as an actor, what if? I've never been a victim of human trafficking, you know, so to be able to understand the world and the feeling it's impossible. It's impossible. So you have to go, what if? Let me just think about circumstances, you know, and let me grab. And I remember seeing the scene, there's like all the actresses, the girls on the floor, they're also victims. So I have jeans, I have shoes, I have this thing that is ripped, but I'm covered. They are basically naked.
Mm.
Freezing.
Mm.
Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Not complaining. And I knew they were like dying. So,
right.
You know? It's hours and hours. And everything caught and somebody comes running to give me a coat. You know what I mean? They don't have that luxury. And I'm going, don't complain.
Right.
Just think about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
just think about those girls, and I'm going, just do it, Ross, do it. And it was just a combination of a lot of stuff, and then the action sequence, you have to get up, or you're hurt, so you can't get up, and then it was like all these needles, even fake needles, but they're needles, I'm going, what if I... It was intense, but it's awesome, you know, because as an actor, you're like, you dream of that kind of role, you know, that you can do something that is so... who you're not, you know, and then you get it and you complain. That's what we suffer.
Not always the case.
Isn't that sad? Yeah. We're always complaining and they give you the part and go, I'm
complaining is therapeutic. It feels good.
So after doing a movie like this, are you ready for kind of a Nancy Meyers rom-com, you know, where everybody's all wearing designer clothes? And
I just did it. I did this pilot for ABC called Grand Hotel based on the Netflix format in Spain that is incredible. So I play the matriarch and I am like
Glenn.
Because I've been watching that show. You play the matriarch? The matriarch?
Yes.
The hotel owner?
Yes, I'm the owner.
The evil.
It's awesome. Oh. I love it. But the Anglo version, you know, the husband is dead the entire time, right?
Yeah.
It's a murder mystery. It's the same concept, but he's not dead. Actually, we both run the hotel.
Oh.
So there's a character played by Demian Bichir, this incredible Mexican actor. So that's the main difference between the. But yeah, I'm a very complicated character because you don't know if she's good, if she's bad, or she's meant, and she comes from money. And it is. It's the same creator as Devious Maids. So even though it's a drama, it still has a little bit of a wink. You know what I mean? And it is awesome.
This is when Eva is directing.
Kim?
Eva
produced.
Produced.
Yeah, she's producing. Yeah. Eva is producing it. Ken Olin from This Is Us is directing.
Wow.
It is phenomenal. Yeah.
How many episodes?
Just the pilot.
Oh,
we're waiting to see if we're going to go to series.
Okay.
Some hope of tell.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got into the deadline, pilot panic, whatever you call it.
Okay.
Like, we've been buzzed, but doesn't mean anything. You know, we're like, oh my God, we made it. And then 2 weeks later, they didn't buy it.
Right.
And you're like, what happened? So we're hoping. It's perfect for ABC. You know, it's juicy, and it's a murder mystery, and it's fabulous.
Right.
Lance, just quickly, we see your character do one negotiation in this movie that does not go well.
Sure.
Do you think when he's in his element, do you think he's a good sports agent?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this guy, that's his superpower. You know, I mean, he's not there by accident. He knows, you know, how good he is. And, you know, I think that's where a lot of people end up sometimes, you know, overplaying their hand, is you're so confident in what you can do that you think there's no way I can ever fail or go wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that he genuinely felt like he could talk these people down and talk them away. You know, unfortunately, that was his demise. Mm-hmm. But he went out doing what he loved.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiating, you know.
Does this made you a little more hesitant to go off, like, out to, like, you know, Tahoe or something and hang out in a cabin for a week or something? I mean, it sounds glamorous in a way to just go there and get away from it all. But then again, you know, you never know who's kind of hanging out at the gas station or anything.
Well, you know,
I mean,
definitely made me more aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
More aware of it. You know, even something like, you don't have to go that far. Even here, hiking. I mean, if you think about when you go for a hike
all day
and
you're
by yourself,
literally
anybody can be in those bushes.
I never thought about it before until Paula just said the story of some girl who was jogging, and I promise you, I'm literally thinking completely different now. You're right.
You know, and so it really has made me look at things differently just here in our own surroundings.
Yeah.
So
especially because they said Sacramento and San Diego are the biggest
hubs, right? And where we were shooting, we didn't have any Wi-Fi. We had no signal.
You're right.
That was
right.
Yeah. So we would literally on the van ride to set, you had to get all your texts that you were gonna need to get out for the next 8 to 10 hours because once you got up there, that's it. You were dead. And
literally, I know. Wait a minute! Don't say that.
That's a bad way of looking at it. Right? But that's how you feel. You feel like I've lost connection to the rest of the world for the next 8 to 10 hours, and that feeling of remote kind of isolation also, you know, brings the flavor of when you're there. It makes it more real.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, prepare for this role. What was the biggest challenge for the both of you?
you want to...
Learning a lot about... Because you know what? When you talk about human trafficking, it's such a foreign concept. You know, it's like, I know it happens, but where and what country?
Right.
Under the sea? In space? You know what I mean? Like, you don't think about the severity and how common it is. And I remember saying, okay, at the end, she gets captured, you know, and she becomes part of this whole crazy world. I'm going to have to do a lot of research. So I did a lot. Even though I knew... It's very different when you're like starting and you read statistics, you know, and the countries where it's very relevant. And there was a part of me that says, how are we pushing the envelope? Is this realistic that we're presenting these girls drugged, bruised, abused? They have no soul anymore. You know what
right.
I mean? They're a body with no soul.
Right.
Do men actually or women pay
right.
to have sex with...
Right.
that object, you know,
right.
because she's not even a human being anymore.
Right.
So what is so appealing? What kind of pleasure can you get from a woman that is...
Or a child.
Like that, or a child,
because
you know?
Usually it starts off
so you go,
very early.
I think we're being a little too... It's just a little too heightened, you
right.
know? And then you start reading and going, actually, no, it's spot on. you know. So to learn that and to be able to swallow that as a woman, it's like, oh, this is devastating. And also, I knew that it was a small part with a wonderful arc. An arc of things that I have never experienced before. So like I said, it's like, let me just sit down and do my homework and how am I going to be able to show crazy fear and hurt and devastation and knowing I'm going to die without saying a word. You know, if I'm able to dig deep and get that out, then it's been successful, what I've done, you know. And it takes a lot of thinking, you know, a lot of thinking, and then knowing that you have to click and disconnect because you have to go home to some kids.
Right.
you know, it's work. It's work, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was just a matter of deciding who I was going to make this character, how big I was going to make him or not. You know, and I just basically pulled a bunch of different people from my life that kind of reminded me of the character and put them all together. And when I got on set, you know, I mean, Dion gave me the creative license to go, just make them bigger, be more crude, you know, get under everybody's skin,
mm-hmm.
you know, make everybody feel uncomfortable, you know, and I was motivated by the thought that in some ways, maybe I can distract the audience and make them think maybe I'm not the friend that they think, you know, like when we show up and it's unexpected.
You had it all orchestrated.
Yeah,
right.
maybe I'm a killer. Who knows, you know? So that kind of was the dance that Dion kind of decided to kind of play as a misdirect to the audience for a while. Like, well, how far can we push the Darren thing, you know, to make them look at him and possibly suspect maybe he's the guy, you know, as taking you again.
Mm-hmm.
This way when really you're supposed to be going this way. So
that worked.
Yeah.
Alright
guys,
we're gonna wrap up.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you
very much.
Yes.
Oh. Qué bueno. Muchas gracias.